Don't think. It was 10 p.m. when the black Suburban pulled up to the security gates of Attack Athletics, my training facility on the west side of Chicago. Not unusual. Pro athletes would show up at all hours to the place where Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Dwayne Wade had permanent lockers, where countless superstars would work out or play ball or just hang out with other guys who got it. On this particular night, though, only one guy is in the gym, and no one else knows he's there. Not his team, not the media, not his family. His teammates are in a hotel 2,000 miles away. Reporters are blowing up his phone with calls and texts. It's in the middle of the NBA playoffs, with less than 72 hours until he has to be back on court. The night before, the whole world watched him limp off the floor in pain. Now everyone wants to know the story. Is he okay? Can he play? I'm fine, he said at the post-game press conference. He's fine, said the coach, who has no idea where his star is tonight. We'll get him some treatment, and he'll be good to go, said the GM, who already knows the player won't go near the team's training staff. Finally, when he's alone in the privacy of his room at the team's hotel, he makes one call to the confidential number saved in the phones of countless athletes around the world.